Academy Red Terror Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Coastal Pines Technical College, Urgent Med 1 and Urgent Med Plus, Heron Document Systems, Barber's Body Shop, Adrian Browning, Attorney at Law, Jessup Furniture, and by Catch 228. And now, here is your host, Christian Gokul.
And welcome into the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Christian Gokul on location at Catch 228 on St. Simon, where we'll be each and every week for the remainder of the playoffs on Tuesday nights at 7. This segment of the Rocky Hidalgo Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Jessup Furniture, Barber's Body Shop, Heron Document Systems, Urgent Med 1, Urgent Med Plus, Adrian Browning, Attorney at Law, Coastal Pines Technical College, and by Catch 228. Joining us now, the head coach of the Final Four bound Glenn Academy Red Terriers, Coach Rocky Hidalgo.
Thank you.
And Coach, speaking of the Final Four, it seems that the Final Four brings out all sorts of Glenn Academy VIPs.
We've got room out here because all the visitors to St. Simon's Island, they're not out here eating, being surprised that we have a radio show going on out here.
Well, Coach, this past Friday, you take down Harrison 31-7 in a game where you guys are really in control from the get-go. And if I had to look at it and put a game that says this is a Rocky Hidalgo coach team, I think this would be the one you point to.
Yeah, you know, it was probably our best effort from start to finish. Our kids played really hard. We were very physical on the defensive side of the ball and up front on the offensive line. Felt like they did some interesting things to us in the option game. And at the end of the day, we basically just said, we're going to quit fiddle farting around out there. And we're just going to run the ball and hand it off in between the tackles. And they were pulling some guys out to take Randon as a quarterback and putting a couple extra guys on the pitch. And that left them light in the box. So, you know, halftime, we just said, we're just going to hand it off and run the dive game and the power and just get out of here.
And speaking of interesting things that they did to stop the run, they took their corners completely off your receivers. And you had four pass attempts in the game. And I'm assuming it would have been way less had they actually played your receivers.
Well, you know, we what they did was kind of interesting, honestly. Yeah. We dropped the touchdown pass. And we had another one that the wide receiver didn't get the signal on. And we're fine. I mean, if you don't want to cover the guys, right, we'll throw it out there to them. But, you know, it really didn't affect us. You know, honestly, once we saw what they were doing, we just kind of changed our scheme. We cut down the splits, and we still got what we wanted anyway. The option game is something that regardless of what you do, if you take something away, it should open something else up. And obviously, it all depends on the ability to run the football.
It's the name option.
Yes, exactly right. And it's triple option. So it's the dive phase, the quarterback phase, and the pitch phase. And so, if they put an additional guy on the pitch or additional guy on the quarterback, which a lot of guys like to secure Randon up because his foot speed, you know, you a lot of times we end up with two guys on Randon and they're trying to work two guys to the pitch. Well, if you do that, we end up lighting the box. We end up running the dive game, the power, the inside zone versus four or five guys, which is kind of what happened in the second half. So, you know, and the only time that kind of goes awry is if they've got a really good defensive line and we can't get the dive game going. That's our offensive line's been playing really well the last few weeks. That hadn't been an issue.
Well, and for the dive game, obviously you need good backs, but there's a couple other key cogs in that, and that is Randon with his reads. And then your offensive line, and we've spoken about this, and it seems like week after week this offensive line plays a better game.
Yeah, you know, I think it's just about consistency. I mean, we've got a lot of guys who didn't play a whole bunch last year. I mean, Bennett was the only starter returning from last year's team. The rest of those guys didn't play. And so when you take that, you know, Douglas Mobley and Jalen Thomas, you know, Jalen is really his second year playing football. He was a defensive lineman for the majority of last year. Douglas was a nose guard for the majority of his time playing ball. Shane Wells moved in last year. He was a tight end. And Josh Anderson played a little bit last year on the offense. He's the only guy that really came in with more than, you know, a year's worth of experience on the offensive line. So it was something that we kind of had to look in and develop those guys as an offensive line group. And the longer they play, the more reps they get, the better they get. I think we had some odd things early in the year. We had a lot of injuries up there. We went 4 weeks without playing a game. So it's natural that their development was kind of – slowed a little bit. Now that they're all out there practicing consistently, they've gotten better.
And the guy who's been getting a ton of yards and a ton of carries has been Kane Crews. And again, another guy who's switching positions this year as he played defensive back last year. Do you see him as more comfortable with that role as the season's progressed?
Well, I think he gets better with it. I mean, it's like anything else. It's, you know, running back, a lot of people think you just give the ball to the guy and he just takes off with it. There's more to it than that. I mean, there's so many things to do with the foot, with the steps, and you know, getting the ball out of the mesh work from the quarterback, you know, the reads on, you know, where to cut the inside zone and how to cram the ball in there off a double team on the power. There's a lot of stuff that goes on to that besides just, hey, go run. And so he's gotten better and better each week. And I think the other thing is Tyler's gotten healthy, and Tyler's given us a really hard physical runner between the tackles. He did a good job in the second half coming in and running the power and the counter and just getting north and south and breaking tackles and getting yardage.
And again, going back to Raynon, obviously they did their best to take him away, but what kind of game did you see from him? Obviously distributing, but just overall running this offense.
You know, with Raynon, he's done such a good job the last few weeks of making his reads. And, you know, the thing with this offense is that he doesn't have to have a ton of stats to play a great game. It's not like a guy who's at quarterback and they throw the ball 25 or 30 times. Statistics are everything. If you have a quarterback, you throw the ball 30 times, and your quarterback has 50 yards passing, you're not winning that game. It's different for us because of the way the option is designed. In the grand scheme of things, you've got to put multiple guys on the dive. You have to put multiple guys on the quarterback and multiple guys on the pitch if you want to defend this. And when you start putting two or three guys on those positions on those spots, you end up light on another spot, and that's, you know, people have been hyper-focused on Raynon because of his foot speed and his big play ability. What that does, he draws two or three guys to him. Well, now he's pitching the ball to Nolan in space, and we're one-on-one with a blocker in front of him, and that's how the offense is designed. That's why it's so tough to stop, and frankly, it's the most difficult offense in football to defend, and that's why when it's run correctly and it's run right, I mean, it's really, really hard to stop.
And you're listening to the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Now, Coach, the biggest stat to me from this game is you had three drives that were over 10 plays, just worked the clock. I remember there was one point in the fourth quarter where they went three and out to start the fourth quarter and didn't get the ball back until there's 3 minutes left in the fourth quarter. And a big part of that was the fact you were able to pick up some long third downs with that triple option.
Yeah, you know, and people give us a hard time that we don't throw the ball enough. For us, that's a pass play. And especially in third and long, that's when people like to bring pressure and blitz. Well, as a longtime defensive coordinator, one of the most difficult things to do is on third and long situations, passing situations, when somebody runs the option at you, it just puts you in a bad situation. And it's tough to get out of. Our kids did a good job of defending or getting a hat on a hat and kind of getting those guys on the perimeter. And we executed. Rand did a good job pitching the ball out there and being aggressive with it and dealing the ball out there to Nolan. We picked up the first down. It's just like a pass play. When somebody said that we only threw the ball twice in a game earlier this year, I said, well, if you count all the times we pitched the ball, we said those are passes, we threw it 35 times. Right. We passed for 300 yards Friday night. Just write that down.
300 yards.
There you go. Just put that 300-yard pass.
I got it. Well, obviously, Coach, three facets every game, and your defense played an outstanding game. Only big play they really gave up was the long run play. Not a punt return or a kick return.
I'm pretty sure that was a kick. I was talking with Coach Hall. I'm pretty sure that was a kick return. And then he screwed that up.
So scratch out all those rushing yards.
Yeah, I was kicking
around.
It was all on Kip Hall. Kip Hall screwed that one up.
Well, besides that drive, you pitch a shutout in this game. And what I really looked at was your defensive line. You were again able to get pressure with only four, and that really starts in the middle with Marlon Taylor. How big is it to have a guy that's that disruptive play in and play out?
Yeah, he's a really special kid. And I just want to go right, that was not a kick return before everybody. I'll probably get an email from Coach Hall's wife on that one. But we had a couple players slip, and the field's in really bad shape.
Right.
So it's kind of good that we're not playing on it. We've seen a lot of football the last six weeks. We had a couple of guys slip on that, and because they popped that, it was a great play by Marvin Dallas to save a touchdown. I watched that with a college coach today. I mean, it's just an incredible play. He ran about 100 yards and ran that kid down. But going back to Marlon, I mean, Marlon's he's a special kid. Plays with great paddle. He's just got so much strength in his lower body. It's hard to handle.
Right, and again, three facets, and the other facet, obviously, special teams. And I really feel like that's been one of y'all's strengths is special teams. Obviously, punt returns with Kane, where he's so dangerous when you can't stop him when he's coming back and you set up that wall. But your kick coverage and punt coverage, you're not letting guys get the foot the field on those plays.
Well, you know, I think Kane is really hard to tackle in open space. But I think our guys have done a great job of buying into our return scheme and our block scheme. So we're putting a lot of pressure on people with trying to block. We've got a four-man block going in. We're mugging out with another six guys. And so we're creating some space in there. And they've done a great job of mugging those guys out and creating space for Kane. And he's done a nice job in the return game. You know, I think Jack has done an incredible job at punter the last few weeks, kicking off punting. Our kick coverage was really, really good Friday night. We got under the ball a couple times. But, man, I mean, we pinned him back deep a couple of times inside the 20. But all in all, you know, I was giving Coach Hall the business a few minutes ago. He's done a nice job with those guys. We've our kids buy into special teams. They play really hard on. There's a lot of schools you don't get that from the kids. That's not been an issue for us.
Well, speaking into that a little bit, obviously one of the things that you like to say is that you envision your team as a boa constrictor where they're squeezing the life out of other teams. How do special teams play into that?
Well, it's just like anything else. I mean, you know, when you show up on Friday night, you want to make sure that the other team is sitting over there after. It takes a while to impose your will on someone. And you know, as crazy as it sounds, what we do, that's really what we're trying to do. We're trying to play just a stifling, suffocating defense. We want to be physical in the run game and make them be precise defensively on how they're trying to defend it. The same thing in the special teams is we want to basically steal all their hope away. Now that third thing, you know, if they're having success blocking punts, you know, returning balls, I mean, that gives them some light at the end of the tunnel. We want to make sure that that's not happening. We want those other guys going over there and just go, man, there's nothing easy tonight.
Right.
And that's the mark of a really good football team.
Well, obviously long, devastating drives, three and outs when their offense comes out on the field and good special teams is a really good recipe for playoff success, and you're going to need that this coming week.
Yeah, you know, look, if you can run the ball effectively, play great defense, and win the special teams battle, you're going to win more games than you lose.
And we'll dive into this coming game with Lee County when we come back with the coach on the Bishop Media Sports Network. We'll be right back.
You are proud new home for the Glenn Academy Rocky Hidalgo Coaches Show this season? Catch 228. Be sure to be there every Tuesday night at 7 as the Red Terriers head coach breaks down the week in Glenn Academy football. And of course, while you're at Catch 228, try their world famous oysters. 228 Redfern Village at the end of Redfern Village on St. Simon's. 912-634-6228 and let's go Terriers!
In life and in sports, you need a winning strategy to be successful. Hi, I'm Dr. Denny Carter. At Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, our strategy is to treat orthopedic injuries safely and effectively so you can return to your activities quickly. Find us on the field or in the neighborhood with convenient locations in Brunswick, St. Mary's, and St. Simon's Island. We offer same-day emergency appointments and the resources of Southeast Georgia Health System. Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS. That's 855-275-7447 or visit sghs.org.
Heron Document Systems is your go-to source for all of your copier and printer needs. Let me tell you a true story. A local business called Heron Document Systems to see what they could do for them, and Heron Document Systems ended up saving that company over $6,400 over the contract term. Authorized dealer for Canon, Sharp, and Samsung. 35 years locally owned and operated. Give them a call 912-267-7802. Or check them out online at herondds.com.
The stress of being in an accident doesn't need to be compounded by dealing with a body shop that doesn't have your best interest in mind. That's why Barber's Body Shop has been in business for over 20 years because they care about you. Locally owned and operated, which means the Barber's Body Shop family are people you know, your neighbors, people you go to church with and you see on Friday nights. Highway 341, just before the overpass next to Langford Auto Parts, 912-262-6841. And remember, let's go Terriers!
And welcome back to the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Christian Gokel on location from Catch 228 on St. Simon's. This segment is brought to you by Catch 228, Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Heron Document Systems, and by Coastal Pines Technical College. Now, Coach, you advance to the Final Four. Four teams are practicing football right now in 6A football. Your team's one of them. The other one, Lee County, we're going up against. What have you seen from this team, and what should we expect on Friday night?
You know, obviously they've got a good team, or they wouldn't be playing right now.
Right.
They've got a lot of size on both sides of football. They're a lot bigger than us up front. I mean, they probably average about 290 pounds on the offensive line. Got a lot of length. Their nose guard's like 450 pounds. He looks like you walk up, put, you know, three quarters in his mouth and get a Coca-Cola out of his belly button. He's a big old rascal. So we got to, you know, we're going to have to come off
how
the ball.
How long have you been saving that one?
I just made it up on the spot. I make a lot of things up as we go along, to be honest with you. It is what it is. But they've got a good football team, really talented kids. They've got, you know, center's going to Mississippi State. They've got a receiver that's committed to Central Michigan or something like that. And linebacker's a really good player. I mean, so they've got some talented kids over there. But again, we can't worry about them. Can't do anything about that. It's not like if we sit around and dwell on those things, our players are going to get smaller or less good. All we can do is go coach our kids. And it's like anything else. I feel really good about our team. We go play well Friday night. Don't make mistakes. You know, mistakes are gonna lose this game for somebody. So we need to be the team that goes and plays clean. We need to do the things we're coached to do. Our kids are gonna play incredibly hard. And we can't make errors. If we do that, we could play a really clean game. We'll win this game.
And I don't know if you play into the transitive property at all when it comes to high school team schedules, but you guys do share two common opponents. The one loss on their record is to a Valdosta team that you guys beat pretty handily, but they also have a win against Richmond Hill, which obviously that game, a really weird game, but a Richmond Hill team that took down y'all's.
Yeah, and that doesn't matter.
Not at all?
No, I don't think it matters at all, but, you know, moving on. Well, I mean, I just don't think it does. I think we played some really good football teams this year, and, it'll prepare us for going over there and playing those jokers.
Absolutely, and watching their offense, it really seems like they play an offensive brain very similar to Brunswick, maybe a little bit, where it's a lot of underneath screens and stuff like that, and then trying to hit you over the top in a dive game. What's it going to take for your defense to stop this team, and do you value at all the fact that you've seen a lot of offenses similar to this?
Yeah, you know, in some ways our kids are very comfortable, you know, playing against that stuff, so I'm not worried about that. You know, they get with some big people a little more than Brunswick will do. They'll get in two backs with a tight end, some 21 personnel, and they'll run some traditional eye stuff at you, and they're really good at it. And the quarterback's a different kid than the Stevens kid. He doesn't run around quite as much as Jamarius does, but he's probably better in the pocket than Jamar. He'll sit in the pocket and throw the ball. But in a lot of ways, very similar, similarities between the two teams and what they do. You know, we're just going to have to go out there. But it's going to be different. I mean, they always have a couple of wrinkles in their game on Friday night that you haven't seen, so we're going to have to be prepared for something that we haven't seen yet.
And obviously, being the number one seed like you guys were or are, plays a big advantage because you're at home for most of the playoffs, but obviously the coin flip this time doesn't fall your way. You head out to Lee, and they have a big stadium out there, big facilities, and it's going to be a rowdy crowd. How do you prepare your offense to communicate in that sort of environment? You just say go out there?
We scream at them at practice a bunch. Honestly, you just got to go play ball. I mean, it is what it is. Our kids have played a lot of big games. I mean, our kids have played more big games than Lee County's kids have played in.
Yep.
So there you go. Lee County's got to play in the semifinals. We got a lot of kids that play in the semifinal game, playing the state championship game. All those things, you know, none of those things mean squat at the end of the day. Our kids have got to get off the bus and play well. Their kids have got to come out of the locker room and play well. And if they don't, we're going to win. If our kids don't, they're going to win. And that's really the only thing that matters. I mean, I'm not big in all that other malarkey.
Rigmarole.
It just doesn't play anything. You don't get points for that. They're not going to get points for having 10,000 people in the stands. We don't get any points for playing a lot of big games the last 3 years.
Thank you. Oh, look, getting the fan assistance. That's what Glenn Academy football is all about right there. Now, Coach, I stopped by practice yesterday, and it seemed like there's a really good energy around the team. Not an overconfidence or anything like that, but almost just sort of like a calmness, like this is just another business week. How's practice been so far for you guys this week?
It's been good practice. I feel like the kids are really focused. We've kind of felt like we've settled into that groove that you do kind of late in the playoffs. where kids are focused, they're learning what to do. We're not being overly physical at practice. You know, they understand that we've been doing this for 20 weeks and we don't want to bang ourselves out. I'm a firm believer that kids only have so many hits in them over the course of the season. And you can fatigue a team out by being too physical at practice sometimes. So, you know, we haven't had real physical practice. They've been crisp. Our kids are running around doing things they're coached to do. And, you know, hopefully it'll pay off on Friday night.
Absolutely. And obviously you guys heading on the road, and it's not a short trip, about 3.5 hours to get out to Lee. What's your Friday looking like getting out there?
We're going to ride a bus.
You ride a bus? Just one? You're going to crowd all those kids on a one bus?
Perhaps.
Who are you sitting on
Perhaps.
Top of?
I've got Andy's got a truck. We're going to put some in the back of the truck. All the band players are riding in the back of the truck.
Who's walking?
Coach Jason Bennett.
All right.
But, no, you know, we're going to get on the bus about noon and ride over there, have some dinner.
That's the important question. Where's
if I can get somebody to call me back, we'll probably have pregame dinner. If not, we'll just get a cheeseburger and go play the game.
Are you messing with some poor hostess at Longhorn who keeps saying this Rocky guy keeps calling me?
I'm just trying to get somebody to call me back. So if you're at Longhorn Corporate, you know, shout out there. Give me a hand. Actually, Longhorn has been it's postgame dinner that I've been having problems with. But I think I got it worked out today. We'll see.
And is there any Spirit bus heading out there? Anything for the fans?
Yeah, there are two Spirit buses. I think a ticket is it's $20 for a seat on the bus, and that includes a game ticket, which is a deal.
Right.
Because game ticket, I don't know what game tickets are. They're like $13 or $15 or something like that.
$15 at the stadium.
Yeah. So that's a steal. That's like a Cyber Monday week, Black Friday deal.
Coach Hidalgo special.
There you go.
Well, Coach, I think I know which word you're gonna tell me, but what's the one key thing you guys have to do to walk out with a win in Lee County and head up to Mercedes-Benz Stadium?
Have more points than them.
There we go. I was going for consistency.
We have more points than them to win.
That's usually how it works.
It is the most important statistic, point scored.
You know, I've heard that somewhere before. I can't remember.
People always mistakenly go, it's turnovers or time of possession. Point scoring, most
pretty,
important.
Pretty darn important.
That's it.
Well, Coach, I know everyone here is going to be loud and proud of Lee County, rooting you guys on, but there's a competition right here that we need to address, and we'll get into that when we come back on the Rocky Hidalgo Show right here on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Urgent Med is more than just an urgent care clinic. Urgent Med is now accepting primary care patients and accepts most insurances, with two locations to serve all of Glenn County. Urgent Med Prime, 5248 New Jessup Highway, just off I-95 at exit 36B, and Urgent Med Plus on St. Simon's in the Winn-Dixie Shopping Center at 106 Retreat Village. Walk in anytime and get in, out, and on with your life. In Brunswick, 912-264-1883, and on St. Simon's, 912-434-9316, or check out Urgent Med online at urgentmed-1.com.
Having trouble finding a job? Need to update your skills? Now is the right time to enroll at Coastal Pines Technical College, with 7 locations to serve you in Alma, Bexley, Kingsland, Golden Isles, Hazelhurst, Jessup, and Waycross. What are you waiting for? With more locations, more programs, more opportunities, and more ways to reach your potential, Coastal Pines Technical College provides high technical adult education and training services to meet the needs of the community. Visit coastalpines.edu. Coastal Pines Technical College is an equal opportunity institution.
There are hurdles, there are handicaps, and there are hardships you will face in life, but you don't have to face them alone. Adrienne Browning, attorney at law, will have your back. She has the knowledge and compassion to tackle your issue and make your journey as smooth as possible. Whether divorce, custody, personal injury, or criminal law, including DUI, she's got your back. Come see her at 9 St. Andrews Court beside Mary Ross Waterfront Park, 912-580-3507, and abrowninglaw.com. Schedule your free consultation today, and you be the judge.
Looking for top quality furniture at prices that blow away the competition? Jessup Furniture Outlet. Ashley, Universal, Bassett, Lexington, and so many more. Jessup Furniture offers delivery and 12-month interest-free financing, located at 651 Scranton Road next to Old Times, or give Jessup Furniture a call, 912-267-1897. Also, find Jessup Furniture on Facebook. Jessup Furniture, your top quality furniture outlet that won't break your budget.
And welcome back to the Glenn Academy Red Terrier Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Christian Gokel, on location at Catch 228 on St. Simon's. This segment is brought to you by Urgent Med 1, Urgent Med Plus, Barber's Body Shop, Jessup Furniture, and by Adrienne Browning, attorney at law. Now, Coach, I don't mean to brag, but I went undefeated last week in the pickles.
Congratulations. You know what they say about blind squirrels?
Something about them being really good at picking college football scores?
That's
what I was.
Don't make a living on it. That's right.
And I made a living off of picking against Alabama like you told me not to.
Yeah, you won't make a living at that. You got one.
Well, Coach, you currently sit at 24-12 on the season. I'm sitting at 21-15 right in striking distance. And I know you don't know anything about the teams we're about to pick, so I'm feeling really confident. First game, Big Ten Championship. Ohio State travels to take on Wisconsin in Indianapolis. Wisconsin undefeated. How do you see this one going?
I love to watch the Badgers play. I think they got a really good football team, but I think Ohio State has more talent.
Tell you this because I know you don't have a chance to watch.
Okay.
JT Barrett, their starting quarterback, messed up meniscus.
Oh, well, that's not good. Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. But a freshman quarterback.
Right, so I'm going Wisconsin then. I'll take Wisconsin if you tell me that. Sorry, I've got an Ohio State fan spitting wine at me. I'll take Wisconsin then. And, that just ruins my whole national championship scenario. Anyway.
Do you want to break that down for us?
No, not right now. We don't have time for that. I'll probably go... I'll go Wisconsin, but if Ohio State wins, I do not think they deserve a spot in the Final Four playoffs. Not a two-loss team Iowa scored 55 points on. Sorry.
Well, the next game, obviously, Miami trips up against Pitt, but they're still in the ACC championship game where we'll take on Clemson, who's probably going to be number one here in a minute. How do you see this one falling?
Have you watched Clemson play recently? Their defensive line is
NFL level,
unbelievable. They're really, really good, and so I'm gonna go with Clemson. Look, I'm rooting for the Hurt. I would probably give a toe if Mark Richt were to win the national championship this year at Miami. I would. I'd probably give a toe, like one of the bad toes. You don't need not the big one or the pinky because you need those for
balance. Is that kind of like 2-ply-1 that DJ's down there too? So all the Georgia fans.
DJ Azalante's down there. That's part of it. But because Georgia fired Mark Richt, who averaged like 10 wins a year there, because he couldn't win the national championship. If he were to win the national championship, if he were to beat Georgia for the national championship, I'd give two toes. It may be one of the good ones. Maybe one of the good ones. Because that's not an anti-Georgia thing. That's just me as a coach, a professional coach, just rooting for, you know, some justice in the world for coaches. Because there's no justice for coaches right now. Ask Kevin Sumlin.
Well, since I got to catch up with you, I'm going to roll with the Hurricanes. Upset, even though they've been hiding their quarterback all year.
That's a bad pick.
Well, I have to. That's what you said about Auburn last week. We'll see how that worked out for you. Yeah. But speaking of Georgia, the Dogs head up to Atlanta, where we hope to be next week, take on Auburn in a rematch after they got destroyed down in Jordan-Hare. But neutral site, you think that plays a factor into this one?
The question is, you know, is Auburn's running back going to play? I think they're going to just shoot him up with something. Whatever that stuff the doctor carries in that black bag and brings him in, I think he'll play. You know, the question is how healthy is he going to be? Auburn's really good up front. Georgia couldn't block him, so that's at the end of the day. A lot of things went against Georgia that day, but they really struggled blocking those guys at Auburn. I think the game will be closer, but I still think they're going to have trouble blocking those guys. Those guys from Auburn, are going to still be on the field. So I'll take Auburn in that game.
Well, I'm going to stick with the Dogs and everyone else here and pick against you. I know how much you hate Georgia and how much you root against us, but I want to see Miami-Georgia in the college football playoffs.
Oh, wouldn't that be awesome?
That'd be amazing.
Let me tell you what's going to happen.
Okay, here we go.
Alabama's going to get in and get healthy, and right now Nick Saban is yelling at Fat Coach Sharp, their offensive coordinator, and he's yelling at him, what were you doing in the Auburn game? And they're going to put some big bodies in there, and they're going to get in the national championship and run the football, and they're going to win it anyway. Or Clemson are going to end up winning the national championship. One of those two teams. That's my prediction.
Well, you heard it here first, and I hope, Coach, that next week we're talking about a trip to Atlanta and how you're going to get me up there.
Okay.
Thanks for doing this, guys. This is Christian Gokel signing off for Coach Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Make sure you come out and join us at Catch 228 next week so we can talk about the state championship game. Thanks and have a great night.